Time to invest Elyria.
Well, Brandon Rutherford stopping by to talk about some of the things that are going on. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Sure. Let's talk about some of the...
Can we move you over to this, Mike?
Sure.
I think it's going to sound a little bit better for us and for you, if you don't mind moving over. All right.
Not too bad.
Yeah, get right up on that thing. It sounds good.
All right.
All right.
So let's talk about some of the things. I guess first, let's reacquaint people with what Invest Elyria is.
Okay. Invest Elyria is an all-volunteer group. This is about like our fifth or sixth year that we're going on to. The whole goal of Invest Elyria is to improve the morale and communication in the city between residents and small businesses and also city officials.
I'm assuming you think you've made a difference over 5 or 6 years.
I believe so. Yeah. We've done a lot over these past few years. You know, small things to help, and you know get compost for community gardens. We do a small business Saturday. We're doing the farmers market this year. We're revitalizing storefronts downtown. We do Taste of Elyria. You know, we do as many things as we can possibly do. Both creatively and just in general that we can possibly pull off to be able to try to help people and to be able to show people that Elyria is a great city to live in and a city that we want people to spend time in their lives in.
Are you a lifer here in town?
No, I actually moved to Elyria in 2003. I grew up out in the Grange, and then I bought a house here in town in 03, and I've been here ever since.
Much like somebody who's in the community, they see things, they want to be involved, they want to make it better for themselves as well as everybody else. What are some of the things you're kind of working on right now?
Right now, the biggest thing would be the farmers market that runs 10 to 2 every Saturday from now until the Apple Festival. We're also working on doing a scavenger hunt in town. We're working on doing a park cleanup August 15th. That'll be at West Rec. Let's see what else we have on. But we're doing the storefronts.
You have a rally coming up?
Yeah. Yeah. And
what's the rally about?
The rally is going to be on, it's going to be on June 25th, which is a Thursday, and it's going to be over at Cascade Cafe. They're opening it up special for us. They're going to be serving desserts and such. And then, Tom Jama is going to be the, our guest speaker. And then he's going to be talking about his vision for the city and his vision for the schools and stuff like that, and what really drives him, and we're also going to be talking about other things that we're doing in town. One thing this weekend that we're actually going to be doing is we're going to be doing a "Before I Die, I Want to" wall right down here in downtown. It's actually a national, or I'm sorry, it's actually been going worldwide. It actually started down in New Orleans, and it's just a nice, fun kind of cultural thing that we want to try to bring to the city.
Where would this be put?
It's going to be on the side of Explosive Card Shop, right down here on Broad in the old Lorain County Cab building.
Okay.
There's that little JGT parking lot. It's going to be on that big white wall. It's going to be right there. So.
Now, and you mentioned about the farmers market. That's in the grounds that used to be the old city hall that they.
Yeah, that's
in, right?
That's at 328 Broad Street, the old city hall lot. We have live local music down there. We have food vendors. This weekend we're gonna have produce, honey, fudge, applesauce, and baked goods. So.
In its way of taking a space. They tore down the building there.
Yeah.
And then they just sort of put some grass down there, and you think, okay, another area for people to congregate to do something, and this is a perfect spot for something like that.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, and then prior, the market that the city put on was here in the square. We wanted to try to change it up because we also wanted to try to create a sort of a synergy downtown. And we wanted to work with Cascade Cafe, who's one of our business members, and then we also wanted to work with Artworks, who's also on board with us. So that was our whole goal behind that was to have you come down for breakfast on Cascade at Cascade, and then to come down to the market, shop in the market, and then to go right next door, and then to check out some local art from some local artists.
We had Mayor Brenda on Monday, and mm-hmm. she talked about hoping to spur some art how shall I say, some art activity here in downtown.
Yeah.
Do you see that on the plate as well?
Yeah, I believe so. I mean, I think, you know, art isn't going to be something that's it's going to help rebound the city, but it's going to be something that I think really helps open people's eyes. And it really shows people that there's life out there outside of Elyria, and that we're trying to bring culture into the city, you know, to really just really open up people's minds. You know, the whole concept of the, you know, before I die wall is supposed to, you know, just let people think about, you know, just things that, you know, aspirations that they have, you know, or that they had when they were a kid, or, you know, or now, like with the Cavs. But, you know, so, you know, stuff like that is just to get their, you know, those brain juices flowing.
Does the Invest Elyria focus mainly on the downtown area, or does
we're citywide?
Okay,
we run from, you know, and we also kind of adopted Carlisle Township and also Elyria Township as well, because we have a lot of businesses out there that, you know, that like what we're doing, and then they want to be a part of it as well. So we kind of adopted the two closest townships to us. We have a adopt a highway section out there on Russia Road, right there in front of the county airport. We did that because of the fact that I think personally that the county airport is something that's an untapped potential for the city to be able to try to take advantage of. You know, we have, you know, companies out there like DroneWorks and other ones out there, you know, that are Elyria companies, and we could try to really try to foster something, you know, really cool out there. So.
We're talking with Brandon Rutherford today from Invest Elyria. Brandon, how many people are sort of your core? How many members?
We have about 12 to 24 members that are our real consistent, you know, come out to a lot of the things we do. You know, our rallies that we do monthly, those are attended about 30 plus at our rallies. You know, we'll get some new members to come, you know, to come to those, you know, based on like who we have to come and speak and such. But yeah, we have about 12 to 24 members that I could call right now to, you know, to want to get involved in a project, and then they'll jump right on board with it. You know, one of the things that we were kind of talking with Mr. Jama about recently was to try to do something inside the schools, like young Elyrians, to really stop the brain drain in the city. And, you know, brain drain, for those of you that don't know, it would be, you know, kids going to school, getting educated at college, and then not wanting to move back to the town, and then they move elsewhere. We want to try to create a bond between the kids going to school and as they're growing up, and then after they go away to school, whether it's LC or whether it's Ohio State or what have you, and they say, you know, I have this passion, this desire for my old town, you know, for my hometown. You know, I want to see something happen in my hometown. And maybe they take that degree or that trade that they learned, and then they come back here, and then they implement that and try to create jobs and try to spur some kind of growth.
A new generation of businesses, people that can revitalize the city.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you know, you hear things all over the state, and it's not an Elyria thing. It's a statewide thing, where you know, many kids are going to school. They don't really, they're like, you know, nothing's really going on in Ohio, or, you know, jobs are this and that. So I'm going to go elsewhere. I'm going to go where it's warm. I'm going to go where there's another booming, you know, economic thing going on.
Well, they're looking where are the jobs? And I guess that's an issue that everybody is dealing with too. And what Invest Elyria does is one of their parts of trying to create a culture, atmosphere that jobs would want to be here, and that the people that are taking pride in Elyria and being a part of that too.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you know, when it comes to the businesses that we have on board with us, you know, range from, you know, the little one, you know, the little guys, you know, like Cascade Cafe, to you know, up to like Home Depot, you know, is on board with us. You know, the types of businesses that we want to see come to Elyria, you know, are those businesses like when it comes to, you know, food and stuff like that, you know, that just, you know, that they have, you know, just terrific food, that, you know, high quality of food. You know, when it comes to just jobs in general, you know, technology, what have you, I mean, anything that we could try to, you know, really improve the sense of community or the sense of, you know, just the desire to want to make Elyria a better town.
Well, if you want to find out more of what you're about, maybe, you know, come to that rally would be one thing, but other ways of connecting with you so that if they've got ideas, where's a good place for the stuff?
Well, we're on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all that social media stuff. And then we're also, our website's investalaria.org. They can go on there and check us out. We're also applying for our 501c3. So then that'll give us the ability to do a lot more in town, a lot more aggressively also.
There's always paperwork somewhere.
Absolutely. Of course, sad but true.
Brandon Rutherford from Investalaria, thank you for coming in. Appreciate
it. Thanks for having me. Much appreciated.